guess who's still alive in the studio with me right now? The legendary Grandmaster Flash, scientist of the mix.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, welcome to the studio. You're such a pioneer. The hip-hop genre might not exist, might not be here, wouldn't be the same without you. You laid the groundwork for hip-hop and things that came out of that, like the current house and club and dance scene.
Thank you.
And you pioneered the use of the turntable as an instrument, so I want to talk a little bit about that.
Thank you.
And the techniques that you develop.
I'm under the knife now. I'm under the knife. Well, I got somebody who did their homework. Wow. So we're not going to have like a whack generic interview. She did her your Broadway. She did her homework. So I have to really
open
up. Who
doesn't know about Grandmaster Flash? Yeah,
you have some people have like, you know, they ask you like the regular questions like, well, what did you do there? What did you do there? But you just came pretty definitive. So I'm going to really open up for you.
50-Foot Wave. It's Kristen Hirsch's latest project. Now, you said you're a shy person and just wondering how a shy person gets up and performs in so many different venues. Like right now, you're in a pretty small place. It's pretty intimate.
That's a good question. Usually people ask, how do you play in front of 20,000 people? It's much harder to play in front of people who are a few feet away.
They can actually
just staring
see.
At you.
Yeah.
It helps if they're drunk, but it's not.
Okay, like I'm glad you said that because it makes me feel better.
It has a lot to do with being able to hide inside a song. If your songs are real, you can hide in them. If they're fake, you'd have to have a big ego. You don't have to be there with the idea of showing off. And I don't have the show-off genes, so I have to rely on songs.
And your songs are so explosive, so that's not what one would think of when one thinks of a shy songwriter. You might think of a, you know, very introverted kind of style.
Angry, introverted, shy songwriter, I guess.
She's just loud, okay?
Actually really nice. I don't know why they come out that way. And it feels fun. Oh, it feels like a release, but it feels like, yay.
Adam Dorn is a motion worker, and he has quite a checkered past and a really interesting musical history. Your dad's a big-time producer.
I grew up learning about my father's taste in music by listening to the records that he collected.
But when you say you were going through his collection as a kid, is there a couple records that stand out in your mind as
just
your favorites?
You know, the second I heard Ray Charles, it was over. And it's interesting because it was the same thing for him, and I didn't even know that. I was trying to think, like, the weirdest record that was really, like, turned me on was Chick Webb.
I like how he holds his hand out about 4 feet above the ground because that's about as tall as Chick Webb.
Yeah, and Hunchback. So
Yeah. And actually had a special drum kit built so he could play.
Yeah.
And he was a great band leader. So,
absolutely.
So Chick, you heard some bizarre Chick Webb.
Chick Webb, Jimmy Lunsford, Cab Calloway.
Killers and Stars is the newly released Patterson Hood solo album and full of great stories. You're a very storytelling kind of a songwriter, but I noticed on this album you definitely mentioned some people everyone will know. You did a song mentioning Walt Disney, and you did one about Cat Power, Sean Marshall. I was most interested in the Frances Farmer song because I think a lot of people have forgotten her. And she was from Seattle, as you may know.
Golly, well, I guess I need to do that one then.
Yeah, maybe you do.
I had even forgotten about that. I was having a heated discussion a few years ago with someone I was living with, and it wasn't going too good, and that song hit me, and I asked if we could take a 5-minute break from our heated discussion, and I wrote down the words real quick, and then we resumed it. I think I got thrown out of the house that day, but so that's where that song came from.
So something lasting that came out of that day was really the song Frances Farmer.
Yeah.
You were one of the few, I think, musicians in the film that actually appeared on the film in as another character, not as a musician or a singer. Is that right?
That's true. I actually had a character description, and I had two lines. My big punchline never even made it into the film.
No.
I had two lines, and they axed one of them. It's part of what I called Happy Days on the Road montage. When the three guys are, these are the carefree days when they're, you know, wending their way towards home, and it's sunny, and they're stealing pies out of windows, and, you know, they're staying away from the man. And while this is happening, unbeknownst to them, the record that they recorded is becoming a hit, and they have no idea. They've cut Man of Constant Sorrow. Under an alias. And so this is where I come in. I'm some sort of, you know, destitute sharecropping wife. And I go into Woolworths and I say, do you have the Soggy Bottom Boys doing Man of Constant Sorrow? That was my big line.
But what was the other line that got
Well, then
now
the guy,
we get to hear the outtakes.
Then the guy behind the counter looks at me and says, well, no, ma'am, we just can't keep it on the shelves. And then I sigh, this big disappointed sigh, and I look down at the counter and I say, well, just the purple toilet water then.
How they could, I don't know how their minds work.
I know.
But.
So that's very, very rare. Nobody knows that. My big punchline, you know, that is on the editing room floor.
You delivered it so naturally, too.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
And I want to say you are an incredible, incredible person. The way that you do the interviews, it wasn't corny. It wasn't cold. It wasn't terrible. It was very, very warm. I felt very comfortable. It ain't over. The party ain't over yet.
It's just starting. Grandmaster Flash and me. I asked him to name a current hip-hop band we could play, so he picked some Tribe Called Quest. So I picked the tune because I said, this is exactly what I said when I found out you were coming in the studio. It's Oh My God.
Oh, let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
All right.